Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
You've got to wake up.
Wake up.
The Fred Show is on.
Wake up.
The hottest morning show.
3, 2, 1, get it.
Wake up.
Uh-oh, Rufio is in a mood.
Oh, gosh.
Rufio's in a mood.
Yay. Watch out.
I want to sit next to him. He's going to punch me today.
Oh, you did nothing wrong, Jason Brown.
Oh, thanks.
You're in the clear
thanks.
For today.
Not yet.
Yeah. You look great today.
I've been on the wrong side. Ben's on the wrong side. Any side I've been on is not the side of intern Benjamin, not Benjamin. A no show.
No call, no show.
No call, no show.
Yeah.
Which leaves a young Rufio. Not so young Rufio. Running around like crazy in crisis mode, adjusting satellites and connecting wires and climbing towers.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I'm so scared.
And he walked in here. And he said, what did you say? What the first thing you walk in here, you said what?
He's dead to me.
I mean, that's a little dramatic, but
a little.
You gonna fire him personally? You gonna fire him yourself?
No, I don't have that power.
I mean, what's done is done. You know, what you do, if you fire him, then I guess we have to.
Right.
We have to fix it. You know. No, we're
not firing him, but he's gonna have a come to Jesus with both Rufio and I.
Oh,
oh my God,
man, mom and dad
taking
are mad.
Turns.
Mom and dad are mad.
I'm scared for him.
Yeah.
No.
I'm the silent assassin, and Rufio is the loud assassin.
Yep.
And I'm the last straw. Like if it winds up being a meeting with me, then
you come in.
Then you are.
Uh-huh.
Right. Oh, God.
If I show up to your meeting, then we have ourselves a real situation.
Yeah.
Oh, someone with a folder comes in with me.
No, not the iPad.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Is it an iPad now?
Yeah, it's an iPad.
So when we fire people, is it because we read off of a script? Is that why?
Yeah.
Or are we gaming like while we're fighting?
Maybe both. You know, this is boring.
Candy Crush.
They give you I know you have had to fire people before because you're a manager. You actually rank higher in the org chart than I do here, which is amazing.
How does that work?
I know. I love it. No, I love it. But so you've had to fire people, which is horrible. No one wants to be fired. Nobody wants to have to fire someone. But what is it? You walk in there and then you literally read off the thing? Or did you try and memorize it so that it seemed a little more organic?
Yeah, sometimes I edit my own flair, you know?
I bet HR loves a little flair in the firing process.
Tears?
The tears,
yeah,
obviously.
That
but
messes
like,
you up.
Yeah, but no, I mean, mine was virtual, so I just sort of like read. But I added in little personal stuff. I don't know.
What? Like, you're very pretty, but you're fired.
Right.
Like, hey, how's your cousin Jamie? Good. You're fired.
Right. I'll miss you, but you're fired.
Or, I know you're a big Bulls fan. Looking forward to the season. Cool. You're fired.
Right. Personal
play. Yeah. I don't know. Trying to make it a little it's nice as it can be. I don't know.
I remember that you used to love Chili's. Tonight's not a night for a celebration, though.
You better save your money now.
You can't afford that triple dipper no more, homie.
Oh, God. I love that moment we shared together at the Pride Festival. Right. But you're fired.
Remember the Christmas party? We were drunk. You're yeah. fired.
Yeah. I love the personal twist. You know,
separate ways. Yeah.
Yeah. It's time now for you to have no more Christmas parties.
Oh my God.
Typical radio. Let's make it ultra local, you know?
Oh, what a bad day.
Yeah. Hi, so-and-so.
PTSD.
Yeah.
How is it in Lincoln, Nebraska these days, your hometown? Because that's where you're going back to.
Did your parents miss you?
Because you're fired.
Oh,
I know you're close with family, and that's a good thing.
You're about to get closer.
Do they have room in their house?
This is not funny. I mean, no, it's hilarious. Actually,
nah,
but it's not
really
funny.
Was a no, bad
it's
day. Not. Yeah.
Wow. I'm sorry.
Intern okay. Benjamin,
wake
not
up,
Benjamin.
Right. Yeah, he didn't. I texted him, but he didn't respond.
Wake up.
Wake
By
up.
The way, when they fire me, it's not if, it's when. They won't do it here. I think they'll like take me to lunch and do it in public. That's what I think they'll do.
Oh. Or they'll public.
Do it. Or they'll do it on the phone. And a bunch of big talkers around here, they're all going to line up to see who gets to do it, too. Like that. And I bet they make someone else do it. Like
Jason.
Like all the big talk around here, all the, I'm the boss. They'll make somebody else do it. Yeah, they'll make Jason do it. Hey,
hello,
Fred.
Christopher.
Yeah. Hello, Christopher. Thank you for taking the time today.
I know you love your mom.
Oh, my God. Is that part of the script?
No, I don't remember.
They
God.
Thank you for showing up to your own termination.
Oh, my God.
Savage. Thank you so much for being here.
Right. Oh, no.
Savage.
However.
We really appreciate your time.
Thank you for being on time for your firing meeting. We appreciate
You're
it.
Welcome to count this as 1 hour.
Oh, your last hour.
Yes.
But it will be your last.
Oh, my God.
We're moving in a different direction, and that direction is away from you.
Oh,
only funny because it's true. Oh, my God. I want to believe that he got back from wherever he was with his girlfriend or something, and he forgot to set his alarm.
Yeah.
And what I don't hope for him, but it will happen, if in fact he intended to come today, he's going to wake up with the worst feeling on earth.
Yeah, been there.
It's awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, at my last show I worked on, they actually sent cops to go wake someone up. Imagine that wake up when you overslept for work, because it was getting scary.
Wait,
like, how long she was sleeping.
Oh, you meant like...
No, they literally cops were pounding on their door and then broke into their apartment. Yeah. She was completely fine. She was just asleep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, because I was like, like haha, funny. Like, oh, good. Let's get some cops out to Ben and Mean's house. But they were actually concerned about her safety.
Well, yeah, but it was haha, funny when she was just asleep and the cops were in her apartment.
Oh, my God. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
That's a next level makeup anxiety.
So if we need a wellness check on Ben.
I don't know. I mean, it's bad if you wake up late for anything, but for some reason, it's especially bad. When you wake up and you were supposed to be someplace much, much, much earlier in the morning. I don't know what it is. Maybe because like this starts when it starts and there's no flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why it's worse. Like if you have a job where, you know, if you roll in an hour late, that's not good. But like you can still just stay an hour later and get everything done or whatever. Yeah. But like this thing, no matter what you do, like at, you know, 5 a.m., 6 a.m., whatever, this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it will happen without you, because it has to. So maybe that's why it's even worse.
Mm-hmm. Let's call him on the air. Let's see if he's going to wake up.
Well, he's no call, no show.
Well, we have to call him every hour to wake him up. Finally.
You should call him, Fred. You should have your number on there.
He'll be so scared.
Yes. Everyone needs at least one of these.
Just text him and say, where are you?
Yeah, uh-huh.
? And then just leave it at that.
Just a ? I think is scarier.
My stomach hurts so bad.
Jason's like, you're the devil.
All right, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Just a question mark.
I opened my text from Fred. It was just a question mark. Like, I would loop myself.
Oh, my God.
That'll get him up. That'll get him up.
It's actually, it hasn't delivered, though.
Oh, he blocked you.
Oh, is his phone dead?
His phone's dead.
Oh, really? Oh, have yours delivered? Have your text to him delivered?
Mine sent as a text message green.
Oh, that's the worst.
It's got to be dead.
Actually, to be honest, now I'm going to feel really bad if we just spent the last 10 minutes railing on the guy. And, like, I hope he's okay.
Yeah, I'm sure he's
sincerely,
okay.
I hope he's okay.
Yeah, of course we do.
Maybe he didn't charge his phone overnight.
I mean,
probably died.
Yeah. Rufio isn't worried about it, but we're all worried to make sure he's okay.
Yeah.
Because Rufio's already determined that he's...
he's dead to him. Yeah, right. You're really going to regret it.
He can still wake up and log in from home and do some work.
Oh, he's going to have all the hours tomorrow when he gets here.
Yeah, he's working 24 straight
tomorrow. You know he don't play about his hours. Yeah. He has a certain amount of hours. Right. That's it.
Don't get everybody started on that again, because we had this conversation and people feel vastly, drastically different about this, which is crazy to me, to be honest. But yeah, you know, our Ben, we love Ben, and he's learning. He's very young, and he has 29 hours that he can work, and we're trying to get him to full time. You know, this is a bit of a setback this morning, but other than that, we're
a bit of a setback.
Right. Yeah, we may have posted his job on the internet, but. I don't know how to do that, but someone does. And but he will work the number of hours that he has, and that's it. And when he reaches that number, and he's counting in his head, and when he reaches that number, then no more worky worky. Mm-hmm. And you know, I understand that the law would say but I think most of us, you know, starting in our careers, we're maybe a little more relaxed about, you know, how many hours we were compensated for and how many hours we would put in.
Right. Hours are more of like an idea.
It's a suggestion.
They are an actual time situation.
More of a broad concept.
Right. It's a concept. Hours are a concept, really.
Right. Yeah.
You're trying to get full time, I would assume you go above and beyond, right? Yeah.
And yes. I'm not suggesting anybody should be taken advantage of, and I don't think that we are, but I would also say, you know, I might just... I mean, don't work 60 hours if you only get... But I don't know. If you wind up being 31, 30...
Right. Help out the team. You know.
These things happen. And
we can't count meetings either, but it's new.
You know. I mean, think about it. And for those of you going like, well, that's not fair or whatever. If you have a full-time job or salary job, that's usually based on 40 hours.
Right.
I don't know too many people listening right now who are putting in just 40 hours. Mm-hmm. So in theory, I guess anyone who's working more than 40 hours is... But you don't look at it that way.
Right.
Because if you take pride in your job, then you just... And I'm not saying he doesn't, but you do what you got to do, right? Like, you know, to make yourself valuable, especially if you're trying to get a full-time job. Hey, Ryan, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Ryan, are you willing to go over to Ben Hameen's house and figure out if he's okay? Because I'm a little worried, to be honest with you. Now I think we've made fun of him for a while, and I'm like, I really hope he's okay. But what did you want to say?
I was just saying that back when I used to be a school bus driver, this happens several times. I don't know how I never got fired, but I just wouldn't be up. I'd get a call asking where I was, and it's like, oh, I guess I'll be there in 40 minutes.
Yeah, but in 40 minutes, it's like 8 o'clock, school already started.
Second period already.
So you're rolling up to all the bus stops, there's nobody there, but hey, I did it. I was there, and it was late.
Those kids were late, and I took very, very few.
Did you wind up getting fired from that job?
No, I don't know how I never got fired. I have no idea how.
Wow. Oh, well, yeah, that's an important one to make sure if you're the bus driver that you arrive on time. Thank you, Ryan. Have a good day.
Yeah.
I don't know why I remember this, but we had a babysitter growing up because my sister was much young. I mean, I was at 7 and a half when she was born.
The one you tried to fire?
No. Her name was Kim. She was hot. But yeah, I tried to fire her.
Oh, okay.
Didn't work. Unfortunately, I had to apologize. But this was maybe before her. Because my sister was so much younger that it wasn't, I mean, I wasn't equipped to, like, when my parents went to work in the summer and stuff, like, I wasn't equipped to watch her. So we had, like, a babysitter that would come when my mom wasn't there. And I don't know why I remember this, but I was so young. Her boyfriend came over, and he was a mobile DJ.
Yeah.
And it was a Saturday night, and my parents went out to dinner. So he comes over and with the babysitter lady, and it's like 7 o'clock, and he was like, yeah, I was supposed to DJ a wedding tonight. I just didn't go.
What?
And at the time, I'm a kid, right? Like, I have no idea the significance of that. But for some reason, now, 30 years later, I'm still thinking about the fact that this guy literally... Can you imagine if your wedding DJ just didn't... Like, now I think... I've been to so many weddings, I'm like, oh my God. What if your wedding DJ just didn't show up? I mean, I guess you can sue for that.
Right.
But I think, I don't know, maybe
yes, you can. Yes.
Yeah, that's a breach of contract.
A wedding with no DJ, what would you have done? Like, turn the radio on? Like, what do you do? I mean, that would be a disaster.
Well, my mom's wedding photographer found out that he had celiacs at the wedding, so he had to be rushed to the ER. So, like, there were just disposable photos from then on, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was a medical issue, so what are you going to do? But
yeah, I'm just like, at the time I was like, oh, you're just not going to work, okay. And now, oh my God, like you were the entertainment.
Right. There's no aux cord back in the day.
Right.
That would be my dream. I'd be like, put me in, coach.
Now you could like get a Bluetooth speaker and everyone's got every song you could play. You could stream something. There's a lot of options now. Back then, I don't know what you would have done. Put a tape in.
Right. Your drunk uncle would have to sing or something.
Turn on the radio. Be like,
yeah, get like commercials. One of those boom boxes. You know? My God. And if you don't know what that is, then I pity myself that you don't know what that is. So anyway, we're hoping that Ben's okay. Maybe he's interviewing with the competitor. I don't know. Oh. It very well could be.
Let's call McDonald's. Maybe he's working his other job.
If he is, I'll take a Egg McMuffin.
Yeah, bring food, Ben.
A couple hash browns. One of those Cokes. Fountain Cokes, too.
The Fred Show is on.
By the way, just shout out to Tank. And I promise you I'd tell you about Tank.
Double Tank, shout out.
Tank is making news this morning. He is a truck driver. His name is Tank, and he's born with a condition called diphalia, which is a genetic abnormality in which a male is born with two penises.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Like full penises?
Penile?
Well, I can't see a picture. I'm sure you can find one, but I.
I don't know. The article says women were addicted. That's a direct quote.
Well, according to the NIH, the condition is incredibly rare and is estimated to have less than 1,000 men and boys across the U.S. that have encountered this, I guess, or suffered from it.
Are they like next to each other or one on
you
top
guys are,
of each
you're
other?
Asking okay, me questions right. I don't know the answer to.
like a tree branch coming out of
are
the
they
other
adjacent?
One,
you know? Parallel?
I only have one.
Or perpendicular?
So I don't know. But now I guess I'm wishing that I had two because he's been through it, this guy. But he says that women didn't believe it when I told them I had two, but then I would show them. And apparently they both work the same way, and they're both capable of their own.
Whoa.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Double the fun. Yeah. Double the
can it be a different time? Like, I have so many questions.
Yeah, like, does it use one at once? And then he's like, I'm done. Oh, got another one. Right.
No, because it all goes down at the same time, I guess.
Oh, so they work together.
Yeah, I'm just going to let you guys.
You know, I ordered something like that off Amazon.
Yeah, you don't need Tank for that.
Just batteries.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. They got those on Amazon, too. Batteries not included. Yes, Kaylin?
I just have to tell you guys in your spare time, please read the reviews on those types of things on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
You're welcome.
That's worth it.
It's so worth it.
So I just wanted to introduce you to Tank and tell you that he's making news, and then you can go over, you guys can take it from here, okay? do what you must with that, but there's another bonus fun fact today. Diphalia, a genetic abnormality in which a man is born with two of them. Very rare. My God, this is disgusting. A dude from Kansas is addicted to sniffing cans of tuna.
Oh, God,
he sips the juice from the can.
Yes.
And he goes through 15 cans a week. Which, that doesn't sound... I mean, I don't know if that's good for you, but I don't know. I guess that's 2 cans a day. That's a lot of tuna.
I bet you he stinks.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, no, he doesn't smell good. No, not a chance.
Comes out of his pores.
Yeah.
Tuna.
I love a good can of tuna.
But he was on TLC's My Strange Addiction.
They call me Tuna Tyler.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I'm addicted to smelling tuna.
First of all, no. Don't ever let anyone call you Tuna Tyler.
No.
Or tuna anything.
When people see me smelling tuna out in public, you know, they might think it's a little bit different for sure.
Yeah.
Oh. It might look weird to other people, but to me, I think it's perfectly fine. I love smelling tuna every day, all the time, all day, all night. night, any day, every day.
Okay. Even his voice makes it sound weird.
They show him going on a date with some chick, too, and he brings the tuna out, and she's like, please stop, and he won't stop.
And canned tuna? Haven't we evolved? I thought we were eating bagged tuna now. I thought that was the way to go.
Why are we eating it at all?
Bagged tuna?
Well, you eat the tuna, it comes like in a sealed package, as opposed to the can.
Oh, no, I'm still in the cans.
Really? Why do you want to eat something that smells like that? No one's ever been like, yum, smells like tuna.
I like tuna.
Out of the smell?
I like tuna salad. Yeah, but I wouldn't sit here
and
smell it.
Yeah, I'll eat some tuna salad. I don't like to make it. I let somebody else make it. Yeah. You know, and eat
it. I love a good can of tuna.
Some noodles in there. Mmm.
Yeah, I'm not a. The can.
Like, especially when you're on a diet, it's just like the cheapest and easiest thing to eat.
You'll lose weight.
I did that during prom season.
Well, that's because nobody wants to get near you.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about being social. So you have more time to work out, I guess.
I would eat in the back of the classroom. I know. Pauline, I was disgusting in high school. For prom, I wanted to lose weight.
Oh my God.
See, but you know what? I'll be honest with you, Paulina. I love you, but it wouldn't surprise me if you went on a tuna kick and you came in here and cracked a can of tuna open. I had to yell at you.
Yeah. Oh, and rightfully so. Please do.
Because you have no problem eating smelly ass food in here in front of you. You don't do it as much anymore, but you used to just get the smelliest, you know, chips
eggs.
Or just whatever and just come in here and crack it open. A small. It's like there's 20,000 square feet here, and you insist on doing it in this 100 square feet that we all sit in.
I know. But you know what? I think your nose is very sensitive, though, because I'll eat like Fritos over here, and you're like, smells like Fritos. Like, you just know instantly.
Well,
you know,
I don't have very good hearing, so maybe my olfactory senses are better.
There you go.
As a result of it. I don't know. Could be. But like, that's one of those things. You don't bring, like on an airplane, for example, you don't bring tuna.
Nope.
Don't bring like smelly Italian food. I mean, if you care about anybody around you, there's certain stuff that you don't bring on to an airplane or into a public place, or like eat at your desk. There's certain stuff, or you don't microwave certain stuff at work if you care about anybody else.
Not this microwave at work. It's disgusting.
No, this is a science project. This is like the Smithsonian or NASA or like the CIA or I don't know, the government. Somebody needs to, you're looking for aliens. You come, they're living in there. We've been cooking them in there for years now.
I found tortilla chips all over the floor in the women's bathroom yesterday morning before 6 a.m.
Now explain that to me.
Explain it to me. I have no idea. Literal tortilla chips all over the floor in one of the stalls.
I used to eat my lunch in the bathroom in high school.
Jason,
why? I can't judge that. No, I just, my freshman year, I didn't have any friends, so I ate my lunch in the bathroom.
Okay, well, that's different, and oh my God, are you okay?
Well, that's a dramatic story.
Okay, now.
Yeah. So why are you in the women's bathroom with tortilla chips?
Right. Hey, I decided to switch it up, you know? I like to eat my nachos.
We can't eat on the toilet, you guys. Please. Society.
Come on. Yeah, I agree. Morning, everybody. Yeah, what have we already learned today? No tuna in the 12 cans of tuna a week is, or 14 or 15 or whatever. 15. That's too much. Tuna Tyler. That's too much tuna, guys. Come on. Don't eat it on an airplane or in public. Yeah, and we're not, why are we eating in public bathrooms? Why are we eating in the bathroom at all? You know, I just don't. We live in a society, but
get up, wake up. More Fred Show next. The Fred Show is on. Everybody, let's
go. I have a hard time believing that a young Jason Brown didn't have lots of friends. Everyone loves you.
Your house was the party house, you said.
Yeah, that was like later on. This is like grade school.
He had to turn
his
dare.
School was really rough for
me. His dare shirt in when he started throwing parties at his house.
Right.
Yeah. Grade school through freshman year was lonesome for Jason Brown.
And then you said that you said you ate lunch in the bathroom.
I know. Yeah,
half of freshman year, I ate lunch in the bathroom.
I hate this. I would have totally.
Well, no wonder, because you were wearing a dare shirt. So nobody wanted to hang out with you. They're like, oh.
Did you do drugs?
Right.
Ew.
You'll turn us in.
Oh my God.
I remember they used to have the dare guy come, you know, once a year and give a little speech about, you know what I mean? Like come to the school. And all anyone wanted to talk about was the guy's gun. I don't remember why. Like all the boys just wanted to know what kind of gun is that? Like, because you're little. I mean,
why did he have a gun? Third or
fourth. He's a cop.
Yeah. Oh, I thought.
The program is police.
Mine was officer. Like, I feel like that was the name they gave every officer.
Oh, we had a cop come in too. Yeah.
Mine was just a regular cop.
No, the regular. regular dare guy didn't carry a gun.
I was really scared. I thought he worked for the nonprofit, like just had a gun.
Yeah, he had a water gun full of vodka. No, it was a
it was a police officer.
He was a cop. Yeah, and I just remember for some reason it's like a fourth grader. He's just sitting up there and all the little boys are like, "What kind of gun is that? How many bullets are in there?" And the guy's like, "Don't do drugs." Like, can you kill somebody with? I mean, it was all gun questions.
I'm gonna say the answer is no for you guys, but did you guys take GREAT as well?
No.
Gang resistance education and training.
Yeah, they didn't have that.
In Arizona,
at my private school. No. Yeah.
That was just for you.
Hey man,
I think that was when you were in jail.
Right.
But, no, it was like, I think seventh grade. I have the T-shirt.
It's called GREAT.
Yeah, gang resistance education and training.
And so, what do they say? Like, don't join it. Wait, I mean,
yeah. Don't you know? Yeah. Stay away from gangs and stuff like that. Right.
You didn't have that at my Catholic school.
I figured it was a no as well too.
I mean, we should have had it. Honestly,
we probably knew. We definitely should have had dare. We should have had a daily dare.
Oh my God, same. Instead of the Pledge of Allegiance. Of Allegiance? Yeah.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Of Allegiance.
Yep.
Did you guys say amen after that? I can talk, I swear.
You said a whole prayer.
Some people do say amen after it, but it's not part of the...
It was weird. We said it, and like we had to.
Well, that's weird.
It was a public school.
Amen.
You had to say a full-ass prayer.
After the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yeah.
What prayer?
Our Father.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Classic.
Mm-hmm. Or Hail Mary. Sometimes they switch it up, you know?
Full of grace.
Mm-hmm. They change those too, man. Like, last time I went to church, those change at the end.
At Jason's grandma's funeral, I was like, wait, peace be with who?
Yeah, my grandma's funeral. I was like, wait, what?
It was a Lutheran church I was in over the weekend for a wedding. But it shouldn't be that much different because it was the same prayers. And I'm like,
But like at the end of Our Father, I'm like, when did y'all add lyrics to this thing?
Taylor's version? What's going on?
Whose decision was it? Is this the Taylor version? Yeah, but is that what I'm saying? I don't know if I repeated a joke. But it was too easy.
They rebranded so quick.
The other thing that blew me away about a Lutheran wedding versus a growing up Catholic was the dude, he was married, and the pastor or priest or whatever, I guess he's not a priest, he was whoever officiated this thing. But he was in full garb, like he was a Catholic priest, but he had a ring on. And it was like totally like, it was like fun time. Like he was like, I mean, he was trying to be like funny.
I don't like that.
And like the Catholic church I grew up in, the only guy that tried to be funny, they like ousted him.
Yeah, no, like stick to the book.
Like the old guy that everybody, old priest that everybody loved, they got rid of him because he wasn't like traditional enough. He didn't wear the right cassock. He used to come out, like I guess like people in the church would make him his own garb and stuff. And it was like colorful.
Iced
and
out.
Everyone loved him. Yeah, he was iced out. And they got rid of him and they replaced him with somebody who's, you know what I mean? You were an altar boy.
Yeah. We had, the deacons were always like the fun ones. So,
well, because they're allowed to be married.
They were like the comedic relief to like the serious priest.
Yeah, because you can be a deacon. Deacon is like you get a lot of powers, but you don't have to do the whole chastity thing. Yeah.
Wow. You can be married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I was, the guy's, it's just willy-nilly time up here. He's telling jokes, and I'm going, this never happened. Maybe I would have gone to church more if we had a little comedy show going on. Yeah. We had a little weekly stand-up. Anyway, okay, good. So we had the great kid, the dare kid.
Good boy.
No to drugs.
Yeah. I was in the full-covered swimsuit club. Actually, that's the funny thing is I'm totally not. I'm in the camp. I just sit by the pool and I think, oh boy.
Damn.
Oh boy.
At any moment.
Disaster.
Is on.
Wake up. The hottest morning show.
3, 2, 1, get it.
Wake up.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm close.
What is going on?
Uh-oh. Do you want us to leave?
Jason.
Yeah. What?
You got to listen to the... You got to listen to the show to pick up on that reference. That's a couple weeks old. But now it's funny for Jason just at random times throughout the day to text me, I'm close.
Just keeping you up to date.
Right. Well, the joke's a couple weeks old, but whatever. It doesn't matter. You know, this is why you got to listen every day so you can stay up on all the inside jokes.
Yeah.
But that was like the thing that my friend was doing years ago. And every now and again, he still does it. About once a year, I'll just get a random text from my buddy to that says F you in full. The whole five about everything considered. It's just funny because this is unexpected. You just don't expect to see it. You know, you look at, look, my buddy texted me. You click on it and it just says. So this weekend, text someone you love and just put F you, the whole thing.
Yes.
Just to see what they do.
I'm going to do it.
Just to see what happens. Morning, Kaylin.
Good morning.
Not F you. Not.
Sometimes we do text each other that during the show, though.
Right. No, it's been known to happen. But. Sometimes I text our own text line just to say that.
Oh, God. We suck.
Just to say that Kaylin is awful at this job.
Oh, my God. The amount of variations I see of my name on the regular is really creative. So there you go.
Kaylin.
Well, that's like my real last name. It's the same thing. It's like. Frederick, Frederick, Fredericks, Frederickson. I'm like, what is it? Like, what?
Frederickson.
Like, how are you adding entire syllables? Like, I don't know. Where is that coming from? Not even close. And then you know how I feel about my legal first name, Christopher. And I remember when I was a kid, people would just say Chris. Like teachers, everybody would say Chris. And my mom, and I didn't really care. And my mom, because most people called me Fred. And then my mom would say, you know, someday you're going to care about this. Like, your name is Christopher. I named you Christopher. Ooh. I didn't name you Chris.
Yeah.
And people shouldn't just shorten it on their own.
I'm glad you warned us, because I totally would have done that, like, without even thinking about it.
Well, but you guys are courteous enough to ask, is it Chris or Christopher? And whenever I meet a Christopher, I ask, like, is it Chris or Christopher? Because, whatever, I don't know. But
I
now,
just give nicknames.
Now I kind of care. Well, but everybody calls me Fred, and they did before radio, so it doesn't really matter. But, like, I don't know. Like, I kind of agree with that now. Like, now, if you don't know me, if you don't know me that well and you call me Christopher, I'm like, okay, you're trying to flex. Like, got it. You know my legal name. And if you know me really well, you probably ask me which one. And then I don't mind. But otherwise, it's Christopher. That's my name.
Yeah. You're not a Chris. Yeah, I couldn't call you Chris.
You don't think so?
No. Yeah.
No.
You're not giving for Chris. It. Yeah.
It's giving for it. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you give him Kegelik.
There you go.
Yeah. You give him a Keitha.
Well, I hope not. Kegelik is better.
Well, see, that's the thing. If I insisted on calling you Makitha and everybody else calls you Kiki, like, wouldn't you be like, okay, dude.
Right. Like, are we in court? Like, is this the courtroom?
Or I get it.
Yeah. Every Monday.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. Well, it's your courtroom, so I have to call you. Make me call you Your Honor all day, which is weird. All day Monday, I have to call her Your Honor. It's like, come on, Kiki.
Yes, we have to be in character.
But if I'm the one person in your life that calls you, you'd be like, dude, I got it. You know my name. But that's not my name. My name is Kiki. That's what everybody calls me. Jason Brown.
Hello.
Rufio.
Hi.
I like to call you Kevin, but just because. So does Kaylin.
Yeah.
So does Kaylin.
That's when he's in trouble.
That's the one I'm in trouble. Yeah.
Kaylin.
Yeah.
Ashlyn says the same thing.
What does he say?
Kevin!
Really?
Really? Oh. Because Jess says it. You know what I'm saying? So she'd be like, Kevin!
Oh, does she call you Rufio?
No.
Okay, yeah. I would never call you that if I was her. Okay.
No, I've never heard her. I've never. No, it's always once. Kevin. I've never heard her refer to
you. Come
on.
She puts me down a peg of two or three every day.
Like, I don't care what you are. You're Kevin.
I've said it a million times. Watch Rufio around his wife and kids, and you wouldn't know that he's the same guy that works here. You wouldn't know he's the same guy that's like trying to punch people in the throat during the throwback throwdown.
He is with his kid like that too.
So they go mute.
Those two go at it.
They'll never be able ever again to speak again at the end of the game. Like, no, he's a totally different guy. I remember the first time I really, really saw it in action. It was when Jess was pregnant, and he was getting stuff for her and like cleaning up her plate. And I remember we were at Soldier Field, and I'm like, I'm like, who is this guy? Like, I was truly taken aback by like the manners on this guy and it was almost romantic, and I'm like, well, who is this guy? I can't believe it. Let's find out if somebody got ghosted, why they got ghosted, in Waiting by the Phone, on The Fred Show, next.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids.
our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.